This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. NFL free agency heating up. I keep saying it. The best players don't get the free agency, folks. Tampa just announced an extension with their stud young guard, Ben Bredesen. Good teams lock their guys up. Just like good radio shows lock their guys up. That's why Barry Sverluga joins us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. What up, Barry? How are you, man?
Good, man. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are, dude. What, as a guy that covers it all but understands football is king, where do you land kind of today, tomorrow, Wednesday as NFL free agency breaks out?
You know, for me, and I talk about this with Dan Steinberg, my editor, all the time, it's like, what's the threshold to write something? And it, you know, it would definitely be like the Commanders trade for Myles Garrett. Would it be the Commanders trade for DK Metcalf? Probably, you know, I mean, obviously those things aren't going to happen now, but that's the kind of discussion you have. It's like, there's some sort of threshold that, you know what a column smells like. And, you know, frankly, it wasn't releasing John Allen the other day, because that was pretty, you could see that one coming. If it was unexpected or they landed a marquee piece, then I think I'd sit right down and start banging something out.
If they trade for Hendrickson, that gets you typing, right?
Yeah, I think so, man. I mean, it's a dynamic player at a, you know, a spot that they need dynamic players, right? And you know, it would kind of put a stake in the ground on where they think this defense is going. So I think that one moves the needle. Jerry Brewer wrote when they did the Debo trade, that made a lot of sense to me. We got a lot of people who can dip their hands in this thing, if need be. I'd probably sit out the, like, Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh. If somebody else wanted to do that, that's fine. I got a lot cooking with Ovechkin coming up here too. So my head's a little bit spinning in a lot of different directions.
And he keeps you, he's going to keep you into it.
Good Lord, man. I mean, it is crazy. And I don't, if you guys want to talk football, I'm happy to talk football, but I also,
Barry, we talk everything.
We want to talk everything, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all been said, but it doesn't mean it's not all just jaw dropping. Like, he's 39 years old. He has 33 goals in 48 games. I mean, that's ahead of his career pace, a career pace that is going to make him the all-time leading scorer. And he's now kind of, you know, could it be delayed over the summer? It could, but if he keeps the pace that he's on, he's going to break it April 6th against the Islanders. That's like 2 weeks from the end of the season. It just is dizzying, and he's doing it. Yeah, I know yesterday's was an empty netter, but it was like a backhand off the boards through a guy's legs, empty netter. He's doing it in all sorts of fashions, and he's doing it on a team that is still in the running to be the President's Trophy winner as the best regular season team in the sport. I just continue to be dumbfounded that these storylines, like this awesome pursuit at a dizzying pace on a team that is going to enter the playoffs as one of the short lists for favorites to win the whole thing. I can't believe those stories have married up.
With the Caps, I mean, how much has it worked that the team's really good and Ovi's really good, and they're both just kind of pushing each other forward? Because
yeah, I mean,
we all thought this was kind of going to be a down year, and it would just be about Ovi getting the record.
Well, so I'd say a couple things. Like last year, they struggled to score goals as a team, and he struggled to score goals, period. I mean, he had 8 goals through 43 games, and then he really, really turned up the pace the second half of the season, and that was a big part of them kind of willing their way into the playoffs on the final night. But that team, I mean, it had to scratch and claw to win games 2-1, 3-2. You talk about this year, you know, thinking it was going to be a down year. I didn't think that it was going to be down like last year, like scratching for the last playoff spot, because they did such an amazing roster overhaul in the summer. And even if you didn't know the names of Jacob Chychrun and Matt Roy and Pierre-Luc Dubois, and you weren't familiar with them, like, they made these moves for a reason, and they checked every box. I thought they were going to be very much comfortably in the playoffs. There's zero chance I thought that they would be, atop the East and threatening to be the President's Trophy winner. But I will say, in talking to Brian McClellan and Chris Patrick, the front office people, and Spencer Carberry, the coach, before the season, one thing I was on was this, that if Alex Ovechkin was going to score the 42 goals that he needed to pass Gretzky this season, then they were going to have a good team and a good season, because those things do go hand in hand. Like, he's more engaged this year because the team is good, the team can score, he can score, and it all is one awesome package. That he would do it when he missed 16 games in the middle of the year is insane to me. But I think this was having a good season was a little bit more foreseeable when you considered all the roster changes they made in the offseason. It really did an amazing job of threading every needle.
And I think also, like you said, all those players that they signed, you know, they are performing at a level, and he hadn't seemed like he's dropped off very much.
Which is crazy, Brian. And you look at it a lot of different ways, and this is going to be a historic season for a player his age. You know, he turned 39 in September.
Yeah.
You know how many goals Wayne Gretzky scored after his 39th birthday?
How many?
That would be zero.
Like, wow.
He didn't play. He retired in his age 38 season. And his last year was with the Rangers. He played 70 out of the 82 games that year, and he had 9 goals. I mean, if you look at, go back Gretzky's last 7 seasons, here are his goal totals: 11, 23, 15, 8, 25, 23, and 9. So he did this in a completely different way than Alex did. He front-loaded his career in the wide-open, freewheeling 80s with seasons that look like video game numbers. I mean, 1981-82, 92 goals and 120 assists. Like, that's wow. Not physically possible. You know, he had 71 goals, 87 goals, 73 goals, like seasons that Ovechkin never produced in an era that's much different. But Alex's last 7 seasons are the following totals: 51, 48, 24, that's a shortened season, COVID-shortened season, 50, 42, 31, and now 33 in only 48 games. Like, he's done it in the very consistent, I score 40 goals a year regardless of what my age is, whereas Gretzky was like this incredible, like, just a decade of insanity, and then good but not, like, super-duper prolific from a goal-scoring perspective later in his career.
Mm. What? For uninformed, I just didn't watch hockey in the early 80s. I was barely born in the early 80s. I know the goalies wore a lot less padding. What else was so different about it that it was that much more wide open?
Yeah, so there was a lot. So goalies, not only the less padding, but they were just physically smaller people, and the style was not, you know, the butterfly style had not been developed and been used widely. It was more you slide onto your hip and save things like that. It's just there were more holes, for sure. There were rules that made it different as well. And you could argue that Ovi is now playing in with some rules that make it easier. There was no 3-on-3 overtime back in the day. That's kind of wide open. You can score in that way. There were times when they didn't do matching penalties and create a 4-on-4 situation. Again, that's a little more wide open, makes it a bit easier to score. But the numbers show that, and I've done so many numbers on this stuff that I'm going to misremember, but something like I did a thing that's like 7 or 8 of Gretzky's prime seasons, like the prime of his career, say the average score of an NHL game was, it was like 4.5 to 3.5. And those same prime age seasons for Ovechkin, the average score was like 3.5 to 2.5. And so if there's two fewer goals per game, that just indicates it's harder. He is doing it at a time mm-hmm. when it is harder to score, which I'm not in any way saying that Alex Ovechkin is a better hockey player than Wayne Gretzky, but he's doing it at a different time in a different way in a different set of circumstances.
I think it just gets to the point where, you know, you can't blame them for what the rules were at that time, because if Ovi played in that day with less padding, who's to say how many goals he scored? Because a lot of times you can see those extra pads knock stuff out. If he was playing back then, they may go in. You never know.
Yeah, and
so both of them had an advantage at certain points, but hell, they were both great.
And if Gretzky were playing now, he'd figure out a way to do the same.
Yeah,
I mean, you would have adjusted to eras. I do think it's really, really interesting, and I'm putting together a piece on this now, that the compare and contrast with these two, who are going to end up with very, very, very similar career numbers from a goal scoring perspective, is like, I can't figure out one similarity they have other than their ability to put the puck in the net. Gretzky was a smaller guy. He survived by being almost impossible to deliver a direct hit on, because he had a little quickness that you didn't understand. He was shifty. He rarely took a heavy check, and that was also part of the era. And Ovi arrived from his very first shift in his first game, plowing some dude into the boards,
right,
and breaking, you know, knocking out the glass to cause a delay in the game. And he essentially has played all of his shifts since that way, since that time, in the exact same way. He's just like bowling people over. Gretzky, amazing distributor as a center. I mean, I think of some of the most, you know, the long list of incredible stats with him is, if you take away all of his 894 goals from his point total, he still is the all-time NHL point person, because he had 1,963 assists. So, and Ovi, of course, is, you know, he's a winger. He's not a distributor of the puck. He doesn't run the offense. He receives the offense. It's just the two different cats, but I talked to Gretzky last week, and you know, they have enormous respect for each other, and it's just going to be a really cool thing when Gretzky joins, you know, the team and is traveling as Alex gets closer to the record.
It's going to be crazy. Talking with our friend Barry Svrluga here from the Washington Post. You can follow his work at Barry Svrluga, Svrluga. Barry joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Let's do a little college hoops, man. Terps' best season in years. They get the double bye in the Big Ten tournament. They don't play till Friday night. You and I were texting about them last week, both probably when we were watching the Michigan game. You're a believer in that team.
You know, I think like a lot of people, JP, I'm a real believer in the starting five, and that's because I think any one of those five can beat you on a given possession or on a given night. Like, they've all led the team in scoring. Derek Queen is obviously the elite talent, even though he's not close to a finished product. But, you know, it's tournament time. It's March, and they are very, very susceptible to foul trouble, or, you know, they're healthy now, but if they had an injury, that would be really, really problematic in a way that it might not be for another team. So are they vulnerable on a given night? Every team is vulnerable on a given night, but I like the way they play because they can defend. They can score. Last year, it was almost like the Caps. It was like painstaking to wring a single basket out of them. And now they've got five guys who can put it through the hoop. So maybe I'm not like bullish for them to make, like an Elite Eight run, but I think the pieces are there. And I think if you're scouting them, and Tom Izzo, I worked the Michigan State game, like he said they're a hard team to prepare for because they can come at you from so many different angles. So I'm excited about Maryland basketball being relevant heading into March in a way that they really haven't been for quite a while. And you're positioning yourself to, you know, almost hoping or expecting like a second weekend, which has been a long, I think it's been 2016 since that happened. And that was, the Diamond Stone team that just got blown out of the water by Kansas in the Sweet 16. So really hopeful that something, as exciting and maybe even more competitive that second weekend can happen for these guys.
Is the depth good enough for them to make a run?
I mean, that's the problem, Brian. Like, they can make a run because I think that they're talented enough on both ends of the floor on a given night. But, you know, if they do run into foul trouble, then they have a problem instantly. I will say, and this is getting really into the nitty-gritty, like the timeouts in the NCAA tournament are
so
longer
long,
because
right.
they want more commercial time. That benefits a team that needs the five primary players to get as much rest as possible while they're during those timeouts. So I don't think it's crazy to think that the format in the tournament is a little bit in Maryland's favor. And this is all, you know, it's all, they are thin enough on the bench that if they run into foul trouble with one or two guys in a given game, then everything can collapse. And it almost doesn't matter what the round or the opponent is.
I agree with that. Now, Barry, I did see Lenardi's latest projection had a setup for a Maryland-Duke Sweet 16 game in Newark, New Jersey. And
how great would that be?
Oh, my God.
You want to go with us?
I mean, I'll be there for sure.
I imagine you'll have to work that one.
I would be working that, yes, for absolute sure. And just to be clear, I mean, my fandom for Duke basketball lasted until about the day I graduated, because not too long thereafter I was the beat writer covering North Carolina for the paper in Raleigh, and then I came here to be the beat writer covering Maryland in the ACC with Gary Williams. And if you know Gary Williams got any idea that I was like some sort of Duke fan, like our relationship would have ended fairly quickly.
Did he know you were a Duke alum?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He knows. I mean, he'd give you know, Gary, like he'll give you grief for anything, but he's the best. I love running into him at Xfinity Center and catching up. Survived because the Blue Devil blood, whatever was in me, was drained a long time ago.
I have told all my employers that if that game happens, I am not working it. I'm 100% a fan for the evening.
Or the product that they get won't be good, huh?
Yeah, or you're going to have to really edit that thing. Dude, what are the chances? I will be live at Bender Arena Wednesday night for AU Navy Patriot League final for NBC4. What are the chances I'll see you there?
It's like 5%, I think.
Don't let DA hear this.
Well, no, I know. I've got.
Well, you know he's
logistically,
listening.
I've got ski vacation next week, which I'm very, very nervous about because, Ovi's getting closer, and I've got a bunch of stuff I need to do before to get in position to roll out as he gets closer to the record. So I'm getting a little nervous that I'm going to be in Colorado.
Is this
like freezing?
A nice hotel.
Approaching it.
A very nice hotel in Beaver Creek.
That's correct. That's where I'm at.
Well,
should be good.
That's what you work for, dude. So enjoy that.
Enjoy it, brother.
I will. I appreciate it.
That's our guy, Barry Svrluga. Give him a follow at Barry Svrluga. Barry joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Thank you, Barry. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Right. Yeah, man.
That's our guy, Barry. Great job covering the Caps right now, college hoops, all of it. That dude can write about anything and do it really, really well. We're going to catch up on the latest. We are only, help me out, B, 37
minutes away, baby.
37 minutes till tampering period opens, man. It's going to get real.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What you got?
There's been a trade involving a player from Plaquemine, Louisiana.
I know, Devon Godchild.
That's right.
Yep, going to New Orleans.
That's right.
Yeah.
You think it helps a Cajun going back home like that?
Yeah, he's been around for a long time, so I think he's at the point now where he understands his career, how to deal with people. I think Devon's eight years?
Yeah, something like that.
So, you know, so he's been in Miami. He's been in New England. Now he's going down there. He can deal with it at this point. But young, early, nah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Nah. Just like DC kids coming home.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to open the phone lines up. I'd like to give everybody an opportunity. We're a half hour till the tampering period. Stuff's going to start happening fast. It is a hell of a day.
Yeah.
For Twitter to be down. This is a serious, like, informational overload.
Has the NFL crashed Twitter? That's what's happening?
Dude, hard not to think that.
Yeah.
Here's my thought. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The clock's going to strike noon. It's going to be legal tampering. What's the one move you want Washington to make? What's that one Shefty bomb that drops at 12:02 that you're hoping for?
The Washington Commanders have traded for Trey Hendrickson.
That's your one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that, like, I look at this team. I look at what makes them automatically better from last year. And I think a guy of his caliber coming off the edge.
Not wrong. So. I went to tweet that and realized I can't. His Twitter's broken. Jeff, what's your one move, dude?
Honestly, JP, the move I want to hear before tomorrow is that we re-signed Jeremy Chinn, because there's a market out there for him, and there's other teams looking, so.
Sure. Safety's going to be really hard to figure out. The other part, you can say before tomorrow, but Chinn could agree to a deal at 12:03. I mean, it's possible. They've been able to wrap up a lot of their own kind of personal young guys, but it doesn't mean there won't be other teams coming for them. I'm going to check in with Chauncey in Raleigh. Chauncey, what's the one move you want to hear?
Man, we need to get that cornerback from the 49ers, Ward.
Charvarius Ward, that's your pick?
Yeah. Cincinnati is asking too much for Trey Henderson, man.
What constitutes too much for a dude that has 17 and a half sacks last year?
Man, we only got six picks. They're going to want two of them.
What if one of them is 2026?
Well, they could get one this year, one next year. But the thing going to be what the price going to be, what they're going to be asking for since the Myles Garrett signing.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pricing involved. All right, man. Yeah. You want Ward. Okay. I'm not mad at it. Thanks, dude. Thanks for the call. Thanks
appreciate
for listening.
It,
all right. 800-636-1067.
That was not that line from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
800-636-1067.
Got a little Louisiana in there, too, though.
Yeah, I thought it sounded a little Bayou-ish. Heavy metal, what's your what's the one move you want to hear?
I'd probably go for Trey Hendrickson. I know it's going to cost a lot, but I want to see the edge position get cleaned up. And with Myles Garrett off the table, we got to get somebody in there. So
far, two votes Hendrickson, one vote Chinn, one vote Ward. Let's go to KP. KP, what up? What's the one move you want to hear?
Yo, what up?
Hey, man, we got you.
Hey, man, listen. First, thank you for taking my call, man. Somebody already said it. I just want to see Ward or Hufanga. Let's go ahead and lock up their secondary, right? You put my boy Sanders still back in the inside. So whenever they get that dog on the edge to hunt the quarterback, man, they don't have to send Bobby or Luvu. They can play more coverage because those wide receivers on the outside locked up. I want to see Ward, or if we can't get Ward, if not Ward, I still want Ward. Ward or Hufanga.
I like Hufanga. Right. Safety from the Niners is going to become available. I like how he said, even if we can't get Ward, I want Ward. So just
yeah,
so we're clear,
sure you bring him.
KP, it seems like you want Ward.
Absolutely. Give me Ward. And look, I'm in Mississippi. It's 12. It is 12 for y'all at 11:01. I want breaking news.
All right.
Go ahead and lock it in.
Well, I believe, sir, if I may ask, Charvarius Ward is also from Mississippi, is my understanding. Is that a factor in your desire for Charvarius Ward to land in D.C.?
I didn't know that. That's new information. I don't know. I just know he could be from Mississippi. He could be from Tennessee or Louisiana. I just want him on the other side of Lattimore at 12:01.
I got you, brother.
He's from Macomb, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, that's not too far from me. I didn't know that.
There you go.
Really got to have him now, baby. Right. Load him up.
Thanks, dude.
Y'all be careful.
All right, brother, be cool, man.
Now, our guy White Brian is obviously a Giants fan. Now, White Brian, the good news is you guys at least stabilized the quarterback situation. You re-signed Tommy DeVito. Is there a specific move you want to happen at 12:01?
Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers to Ontario, Aaron Rodgers to anywhere.
You don't want Aaron Rodgers to come to your team?
Anywhere but New York.
Might make you better, though, man. Or not.
Might make you something. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something. Let's try D.C. and Northeast. D.C., what up? What's the move you want?
Man, what's up?
What's up, man?
I feel so lucky to get through to three different people. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Right,
okay,
man.
I made this statement before. Number one, sign Jeremy Chin, but move him from safety to strong side linebacker. He's tall, he's fast, and he can keep up with the tight ends. What do you think about that?
Strong side linebacker has more than just checking the tight end, dog. You got to check on them, them guards.
Yeah, there's a lot involved in the run game.
Yeah.
He's not.
Okay, I respect that. Yeah. Okay, now, as far as the ends, that guy from Cincinnati, Henderson.
Yeah.
I think he got 14 last year, right? 14 sacks?
17 and a half each of the last two seasons.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I would, just prove I would you, right. You want him for sure now, huh?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I'm kind of happy we didn't get the whole Garrett thing because, to me, it would have cost so much to get him.
Well, it's harder to even think he was ever available.
Yeah, I think that was just a whole ploy to get paid.
Well, and that's okay. That's what you do this time of year.
No, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with it, but I'm saying we got to stop getting so excited every time somebody come up because a lot of guys are trying to use it.
Thanks for the call, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah, appreciate you,
bro. Hey, one thing, hey, B. Mitch, I met you at Ivy City about two or three years ago. I just want to say you're a classy dude, bro.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
And to get to the Hall of Fame.
All right,
y'all have a good one.
Gotcha.
All right, JP.
See you, buddy. That was a good call. Sure. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to call in, call in. What's the one move you want to hear for the Commanders in free agency? It opens in 19 minutes, folks. Get ready. B. Mitch.
Yo.
What do you think is a bigger coincidence? Twitter going down on the first day of NFL free agency or Landfill taking a week off during NFL free agency? I don't know how many coincidences there are in this world,
I
man.
I think Twitter going down is not a coincidence. That just, they don't want it to happen.
No, I think that is the coincidence. Landfill purposely took off this week.
It 1,000,000,000%.
Wasn't no coincidence at all.
1,000,000,000%. Let's hit these phones. Free agency slated to open. The legal tampering period opens at noon today. Before Twitter broke, I had some dude ask me to try to explain the difference between the legal tampering period and then Wednesday when the new league year hits. The tampering period technically is just supposed to be allow people to negotiate.
Yeah, the deals don't really go into effect until Witchcom, right?
Nothing happens until Wednesday, 4 o'clock is when the new league
year. You hear all the numbers being thrown out there, but it doesn't really officially goes into effect is until next Wednesday, you said.
Yeah, Wednesday, 4 o'clock.
No, that's the difference. That's the only difference, really.
That's really
it. They're allowed to negotiate and everything at this point. But they, like we've seen before where guys agreed and then backed out of these things.
Yep.
Yeah. We saw coaches do that too.
Physicals, just things that have to happen. All right, let's hit these phones. One move you want to hear when the tampering period opens. Vinny is in Seat Pleasant. What up, Vinny?
What's up, my fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good, man. Bro. How are you?
Man, I got a couple, but I'm going to make it real quick. My most. Obviously, the best one is Trey Henderson definitely coming over. But I think Tre'Davious Ward sliding over would be awesome. And what you think about Jordan Lewis coming over to help that secondary out? You know, he's out there as well. He's very, you know, all over the field, as you could say. And, you know, I think that the secondary can, you know, spruce up just a little bit. And B.J. Hill, if you, he out there too as well from Cincinnati. I think that he can come over and help the interior line as well, and you know, give us some stout defensive body, you know, in that middle. So
Lewis is interesting.
I guess I'm gonna leave you guys.
Lewis is an interesting one because of his ties to Quinn and Witt on that Cowboys defense. I don't know, that's an interesting one that I hadn't really considered, but it certainly could make some sense. I just think I'm gonna sound like B-Mitch here, but yes, they need help on the back end of the defense. What helps the back end of the defense most is pass rush.
Yeah.
And more effective, consistent pass rush. Jordan Lewis, though, will turn 30 during training camp. You know, has started a lot of games for Dallas. He missed significant time in 22. But, you know, Dallas, it's been interesting because Diggs got hurt and then Bland was really good. Last year, Bland got hurt. I don't know. Don't hate it. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
No problem.
Rodney is in Fairfax. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, man, I say Darius Slay from Philly.
Really? Makes big play, Slay.
Yes, sir. In our division, great get back. And it'll add great things for the locker room, man. A dog amongst dogs.
All right. Slay has missed a little bit of time over the last couple of years. Certainly at his prime, one of the best corners in the NFL. He's going to be 30. All right, so he just turned 34.
Okay.
On New Year's Day is his birthday. Same hometown as Kwame Brown. Runs with Georgia. Maybe. That doesn't sound like. I don't know. They have brought
him. Let's just say this. The only thing that troubles me is if Philly let him walk, they probably feel like something. He's on the other side on his way down.
Well,
I don't know, man. It's a no-brainer to me, man.
Pardon me, sir. I'm going to put you on hold. It's a no-brainer to Rodney and Fairfax, for the record. Philly not wanting him now might not be about him now, but the salary he would command now.
Yeah, so what are we going to bring him in with what salary?
So, I mean, the current deal that he's been released from would have paid him, I mean, it's kind of just a cap deal. I'm not necessarily advocating for it, but Philly was able to save some money against the cap. He would have counted $14 million on their cap. Okay. I don't think he's getting that in free agency at 34.
Right.
At a speed position. I hear you, though. Philly.
What if somebody see him like that? You going to compete with that?
No.
See, my thing is.
I don't know that I'm competing.
What I think of is this. If we say we want him, but if somebody else want him at a certain level, are we going to match it? If we're not going to match it, then you don't want it.
No. I get nervous, much like people are like beating up Kansas City about trading Joe Tooney. Generally, trading with Andy Reid's a bad idea. If you've been a Washington fan for some time, you're aware of that. And then I'd argue the guys that get out of Philly, because that operation's run so tight, you kind of want the guys that stay in Philly. Milton Williams is an interesting one. They just can't afford to pay him.
Yeah.
Because of who they have. You know the kind of deal that Jalen Carter is going to get.
Yeah. They know what they got coming up.
And honestly, I mean, Josh Sweat could be similar because of Nolan Smith behind him. Let's try. Oh, I got Toothpicks on the line. What's up, Toothpick?
Toothpaste, what's up?
Hey, what's good, JP? I hear you. JP, you know we actually... JP, you know we actually met before in Dallas, right?
I do. You were wearing, your motorcycle
Y'all
vest.
Y'all funny, man.
right. And the most important part, though, is you and Miss Pistol, y'all did buy me a beer. So
see?
That's the most important part.
Out here making things right.
You out of 18 million people.
So the thing I want to hear Adam Schefter say is the Washington Commanders just got a demon to rest off the edge. I don't care who it is. Give me a legit pass rusher.
Yeah.
That's what I need. So I just want Adam Schefter to let us know we got a pass rusher coming. That's it.
All right, brother.
One vote pass rush. All right, we'll see what we get. Thanks, Pick. Can I ask a question, Jeff? Or maybe Chris?
What up?
Is line three the same dude that said that before or a different dude saying that?
Different dude.
Okay, let's do this. Julian in Fredericksburg. Julian, what up, man? Who you want?
What's up, man? I say Jordan Lewis. I mean, to build on what has already been said about him, I think psychologically getting another stud from Dallas. I mean, say what you want to. We have built-in hatred for Dallas, but stealing their own guys and, you know, rivalry games. Oh, former Cowboy player with the big play. It's a psychological burst against the other team because that's their old friend. That's their old – they went to war with him. They went and battled with him every game, whether they won or lost. So, you know, like Dante Fowler this year, I think he might be on his way out. Getting a Jordan Lewis, getting another guy, just continuing to build our own culture. And I think that would be a great addition for us.
All right, man.
All right, man.
I appreciate it. Now, just as a brief reminder for everybody, Dallas had lost 5 in a row, and everybody thought they were kaput when they came to Washington and won 34-26. And that was with a whole bunch of dudes from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to break. We're just going to leave the phones open. We'll just see what happens. Who the hell knows? The NFL legal tampering period begins in a little less than 5 minutes.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.